Q94, it's your Mountain of Rock. We're off on this morning adventure, and we're continuing to, tour the area high school football teams with this little preseason glance at each team. And joining me right now is head man of the Kabul Bulldogs and Glenn Cox. Welcome to the show, and thanks for joining us.
Well, I appreciate you having me, Gary, for all you do for high school sports in the area.
Well, it's a lot of fun, you know, following all these teams around and watching, you know, young men grow and get better each year. And the same for coaches, you know. I mean, it's been around for a while, and a lot of these guys that are coaching now, I remember when they played, and it's, you know, I mean, now, and you're not new to this game. You've been around a little bit.
No. I've been around about 26 years. I've been all around the area here, you know, and you're right. You got a lot of these guys that we've watched play over the years that have came up, kind of like Breyer over there at Thayer, I believe.
Yeah.
You see these guys come up. It's great to see them go on and have great careers and the impact they have on the area and upon the kids.
You know, it looks to be a pretty good year for SCA football. Thayer is going to be improved. They were young and didn't graduate much. Ava's got quite a bit coming back. Mountain Grove was young. They've got a lot returning. Houston, they've kind of got things going with their youth and junior high programs. Salem, we talked a little bit about them off air. You know, they played a lot of young players, and we'll hear from Coach Myers a little later on. And Liberty's got a lot coming back. You're stepping in after, you know, Coach Spittler. The Bulldogs had a pretty good year. How has the summer went for your Bulldogs?
You know, Coach Spittler left this program in a great position. We got a lot of great kids that are used to working hard. We had about 28 kids show up consistently all summer, and we do 6 a.m. wait, 6 to 8, so they can go on with their day. And we had 28, Gary, that were showing up on a consistent basis, and about another 5 or 6 were accountable to me. I knew exactly where they were, and I knew why they weren't showing up, so we had a pretty dang good summer.
Yeah, that's awesome. I mean, that's really, really good. Of course, now you guys, they've not stated it yet, but I'm sure you're going to be, again, a Class 1 football team, don't you think?
Well, the other day at our enrollment, our superintendent announced this morning, Carl Jansen, that we had about 76 new kids enroll in our district, which is awesome. But I don't foresee us moving up any. We should be Class 1.
And, you know, you've got a lot of, and that's a good thing, I think. I mean, Class 1 is tough. There's a lot of good teams in Class 1. But I think it fits Kabul. That's a good class to be in.
It does. That's a great point, Gary, because it does fit our community. You know, our community is a tremendous community, a lot of hardworking, blue-collar people, a lot of good old farm kids here. And I think we're a good fit for Class 1, like you said, you know, with our kids.
Now, this being your first year as head coach for the Kabul Bulldogs, again, we're chatting with head coach of the Bulldogs, Glenn Cox. And tell us a little bit about your coaching staff and who's going to be on the sidelines with you.
Yeah, we got Travis Waite coming with me from Willow. He's going to be our JV defensive coordinator. We brought area, you know, graduate Tanner Barnes with us from Willow. We was able to get him to come with us. He's going to be coaching our junior high. He'll also be involved in the basketball program. Matt Rogers will be our defensive coordinator. He was here last year for Coach Spittler. Cody Poe, who is a Kabul graduate, I believe, will be with us. And he'll be our JV offensive coordinator. And we picked up an area volunteer. He's an area minister, Chad Hales, who will also be involved with us. So we got a pretty good staff of some good men who are also good coaches.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, that's a great mix. Tanner is I just thank the world of Tanner Barnes. Good player, good kid, good family, and he should do a fantastic job. Now, you know, coming up is the Jamboree, and it's going to be at Mountain Grove, of course, with the Panthers, Willow Springs Bears, and Thayer Bobcats.
Mm-hmm. We went to a Jamboree every year at Stockton, and we only played our varsity starters 12 plays, and we played our JV 12 plays, and we played our freshmen 12 plays.
Mm-hmm.
But we were really cringing, even with our numbers there, upon getting somebody hurt. And when you're just staying vanilla because you don't want to show a whole lot of competition, I just feel like you get a whole lot more out of staying and practicing than you do competing.
Well, and
now the summer, there are so many team camps that you go to that you already know pretty much. You have an idea how your kids can compete, so it's more beneficial for us not to attend.
Yeah, I get it. I totally get it. And it's, you know, it kind of keeps some of the other coaches guessing, too, which is not a bad thing.
Not at all, not one bit.
So who's your week one opponent?
Week one's pretty interesting for me, Gary. We're going to be going to El Dorado to play the El Dorado Bulldogs on a Saturday. They're going to have Coach Eddie Long, who took my place when I left Lamar. It's his first year.
Mm-hmm.
Their offensive coordinator is going to be good old Travis Payne, who I just worked with, one of my best friends who I worked with last year.
Yep.
So there is a lot of familiarity. It's pretty much going to be a Lamar Tiger Brotherhood reunion for a lot of us.
Right. Well, you know, that's the thing. And that kind of, I mean, you know, the coaching community that's out there in the state, it's pretty tight-knit. And it's, you know, especially when you know someone, your buddies before the game, your buddies after, but during the game, it's game time. It's on, isn't it?
It is. I'm not worried about me and Travis, you know, having to keep them talking trash off the sideline. We may have time or two. I have to hold myself back.
Right. Travis, you know, that. But it's all in good fun. And, you know, the players feed off of that. It's just a great time of year. And, of course, you know, it's going to be here before we know it. So as you're heading into the regular season, is there any position battles that you're still watching to get sorted out?
We've got a lot of our positions that are spoken for, you know, but we're looking at our wing backs, our running backs. We're still looking for a couple of guys there. We don't really have anybody in mind yet. We're still looking at Oscar Soto. He's going to be a sophomore for us, very talented athlete who we think can be for us down the road. We got Blaine Davis, who's going to be a senior. We're also looking at there, we think he could be good for us. And as well as we got our multi-utility man, old Briley Honeycutt. He's a sophomore.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting him a look. He could play anywhere. So we're kind of looking at those, trying to sort out the pieces of the puzzle right now.
Yeah. Well, I mean, as you're well aware, coming from Lamar and some other schools, how big of an advantage it is when you don't have, you know, when you're able to play, you know, in a class one, if you can play 17, you know, and you've got three or four that's going both ways. I mean, that's a hard thing to accomplish, but it's a great goal to set, isn't it?
It is. You know, I wish we could have, being class one, I think there's really strength in numbers for us, and we're sitting about 41 right now. I would love to be able to have 22 starters, meaning everybody's going one way.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, that may be possible, it may not, but, you know, the more kids you have going one way, the better off you are, the more fresh,
mm-hmm.
and the more focused you are on one job.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's just, and that's a thing that, you know, as the season goes, I think every coach is trying to improve the depth, you know, putting kids in a position where they have a chance to have some success is really important, isn't it?
It is. You want every kid to feel comfortable where they're at. You want them to have some familiarity. We try to make sure every kid here at Kabul knows their role in our program. Every kid's going to have a role.
Yeah.
You know, it may be a freshman. We try to make sure they understand down the road what they're playing for and what the roadmap for them is.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, we want to be able to build as much depth as we can. At the same time, put kids in a position to be successful so that, you know, you have those good things happening.
Right on. Hey, Coach, we appreciate you taking the time to visit with us on this little season preview. Again, head coach of the Kabul Bulldogs, Glenn Cox, thank you so much. And we'll chat again on Friday mornings during the regular season with the Coach's Show.
Absolutely. Thank you for your time, Gary. Thank you for having me, and thank you for all you do for the SCA and for the area kids.
Right on. Hey, appreciate you, brother.
Appreciate you. Thanks so much.